Trump develops plan to pay illegal migrants to self-deport. By Neil Monroe on April 17, 2025. President Donald Trump wants to help illegal migrants self-deport from the United States as some of his supporters complain about the slower-than-hoped pace of deportations and Democrats launch a massive resistance. "We're doing a self-deportation program, and we're going to make it comfortable for people. And we're going to work with those people to come back into our country legally. The good ones," Trump told the Spanish-language division of Fox News. He added, "The only thing I haven't determined is what are we going to do? We're going to give him a stipend, we're going to give him some money and a plane ticket, and then we're going to work with them. If they're good, if we want them back in, we're going to work with them to get them back in as quickly as we can. Watch, why are those numbers not in the media? Bukele astounded Trump securing the border isn't reported. The idea of paying illegal immigrants to leave isn't a bad idea in principle," responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. "It is a prudential question. If you're helping fund the self-deportation of 100 people, and one or two of them come back under some kind of visa, that might be worth it. The prudential questions are, how much is too much? How much money is too much to get people to leave? How big a share of people returning is too big? I don't have any magic answers for those questions. But my inclination is, you know, the fewer people who were brought back, the better." Already, a growing number of illegals are sneaking out of the United States to avoid legal penalties. The majority of people in his base, and some of the groups that support his political promises, want many more deportations. For example, Anthony Sabatini, a GOP county commissioner from Lake County, Florida, posted a tweet on April 16 saying, "These deportation numbers are very, 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 very bad. Almost no one is being deported. It's very low number. We need answers." But Trump's deport and return comments were denounced by ALIPAC, a grassroots anti-immigration group. "Trump is indicating he is willing to bait and switch his own voters to provide illegals and their employers with the same kind of touchback amnesty originally promoted by the globalist wing of the Republican Party through Mike Huckabee and Mike Pence," said William Gein, founder of ALIPAC.us. "This form of amnesty directly contradicts and undermines his promise of mass deportations of illegals." Yet Trump and his deputies are also taking unprecedented steps to recognize and remove illegal migrants. Trump's top immigration aide, Stephen Miller, said deputies working for President Joe Biden admitted more than 15 million illegals to compete for work and housing against roughly 320 million Americans. Kristen Noem, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, estimated the overall illegal migrant population is 21 million. His officials are reviving laws that require migrants to register with the government, canceling visas, and enabling border militarization. They are canceling social security numbers, empowering state and local law enforcement agencies, and better coordinating the enforcement of anti-crime laws. Trump is also facing protests from his white-collar supporters who are being pushed out of jobs and careers by the counterproductive H-1B visa program for mixed-skill foreign workers. At least 1.5 million migrants hold white-collar jobs, legally and illegally, throughout the U.S. economy. So far, the white-collar protests are few, but may swell as white-collar voters are being hit hard by corporate policies that outsource jobs to India, government policies that insource Indian workers into U.S. jobs, and the spreading impact of AI technology on white-collar voters. "We believe, as an industry, that within the next 1 year, the vast majority of programmers will be replaced by AI programmers," former Google CEO Eric Schmidt said this month. "What happens in 2 years?" Eric Schmidt says the computers are now self-improving. They're learning how to plan, and soon they won't have to listen to us anymore. "Within 6 years, minds smarter than the sum of humans, scaled, recursive, free. People do not understand what's happening. BYU meta knowing in singularity." But there is also some good news for white-collar workers. For example, Bloomberg reported on April 17 that Trump's deputies in the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission are investigating dozens of American workers' allegations that India's biggest IT outsourcer, Tata Consultancy Services Limited, discriminated against them based on their race, age, and national origin. Trump and his deputies are vastly preferable to Biden's pro-migration deputies, said Eric Ruark, the director of public affairs for Numbers USA, which advocates for less migration. I don't want to get the situation where we're complaining about how terrible Trump is when we lived through Biden's 4 years of catastrophe, he said. Yet the Americans who support Trump can help him by protesting against giveaways to pro-migration lobbies, Ruark said. It would be helpful, because if Washington, D.C. thinks that we're going along while we're keeping our mouth shut, they're going to feel like they have a free hand to continue making concessions. I do think it's helpful and necessary to protest, because Trump needs a barometer to gauge what he is doing. Political zigzagging by Trump is something that is baked into the cake with Trump, and so he needs gentle pushes, and maybe sometimes not so gentle, to stay on track. He should be grateful for protests, because his legacy is going to be how well he delivered on promises. And the number one promise is immigration, cutting illegal immigration and reforming the legal system to where it works for American workers. Bringing jobs back to America while giving the jobs out to foreign workers is not putting Americans first. Trump seems to be aware that his deport and return plan may not be welcomed by his base. In his Fox News interview, Trump downplayed his deport and return plans while stressing his campaign to deport all criminal migrants. We're, first, getting the murderers out, Trump said. We have our total aim on very bad ones, as you can imagine. Because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person. These are rough, bad people. We want them out, and that's mostly our focus.